where entrepreneurs come to grow. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And now it is time for Delphine Legrand with theprotocol.com. I can hardly wait to hear what you have to say about health and using these new medicines. So welcome. Tell us what you're working on and what you're seeing. Really excited.
I'm building a peptide company. Mm-hmm. And essentially, we help people make it easy to get started with peptides. And we help them guide them through the process because it's a very, very confusing space out there.
It is. What do they do for you? Because I've read so many different articles. Oh, they don't want to make them legal. They want to make them legal. This kind's okay. That kind's bad. Like, what do they do for you?
So peptides are short chain amino acids. I think of them as microproteins, signaling molecules, and they help certain processes in your body. And so the easiest way to think of them is kind of similar to a supplement. Supplement is really an umbrella category, right? And so supplement encompasses vitamin D, magnesium, zinc. And so similarly, peptides, it's one word that represents many different things. And so your body naturally produces over 300,000 peptides. There are about 150 that have been developed for therapeutic purposes. But for example, insulin is a peptide. Oxytocin is a peptide. And so peptides have been around for a long time, but they've really been popularized in the last few years since GLP-1s. I mean, everyone here has heard of Ozempic, right? Mm-hmm. And now what's happened is that with the, you know, rising popularity of GLP-1s, people are asking, oh, well, what other peptides are out there? What can they do for me? And the answer is a lot of different things. Peptides are often very popular in the bodybuilding communities. That's where they often start. And so body composition is a really big category. Recovery is another huge one. And so you might have heard of BPC-157. After GLPs, that's probably the most, you know, popular peptide out there. And it's one of the core regenerative peptides that can help with different types of, you know, chronic injuries, acute injuries. Now, these are not, you know, FDA approved, and so they can't necessarily treat specific injuries. And so they're used more for general kind of wellness purposes. And so recovery is a huge area as well.
So recovery. So if you're like an endurance athlete and you're constantly out there exercising, the recovery proteins could help you recover more quickly? These would assist those people?
It could help with those people. It could help with someone who has, you know, chronic back pain. It could help with someone, you know, an ex-college athlete who has a nagging knee injury. That's the thing with peptides is that their use cases are so broad. They apply to a lot of different people. And because the research is still, you know, so young, we're still discovering a lot of those different use cases.
So what if you're intolerant to one? So I tried GLP-1. Mm-hmm. And I was pretty intolerant to it. So I decided I wasn't going to go that route. But could it have been the kind of peptide? Could there be a different version of it that would have worked better with my body?
Potentially. I mean, for GLPs, there are two different versions that are FDA approved right now. There's a third one that is in clinical trials. But definitely, depending, you know, on the type of GLP, some people will react better to some of them. Then there are other things that you can do in terms of adjusting, you know, dosing, in terms of adjusting certain lifestyle changes as well that can help, like eating late at night, that could potentially make some of those scenarios worse. So there are a lot of things that you can do, you know, around sort of the GLP treatment itself to help with the process. And that's where, you know, protocol, we really believe in working closely with a clinician and someone who knows what they're doing to help guide you through that process, because that's really the big challenge with the space right now is that there's this huge gray market and people are kind of experimenting willy-nilly using a lot of the tools that we've just talked about, you know, AI, Reddit, and self-education is incredibly important and something that I deeply believe in. But at the same time, you need a real sounding board, someone who knows what they're doing and that can really guide you through that process. There's one thing that I say all the time that I've really learned through this process is that bioindividuality is very real and there's not one size fits all. Everyone is different based on their health history, their goals, where they're at in their life. And so even though you can certainly pattern match across the board, everyone will have a slightly different experience. And then aesthetics is another big group, but it's more sort of aesthetics from the inside, right? Beauty from the inside, regenerative medicine. And then another big group is going to be more of the focus, energy, nootropic type of peptides that work on the brain. So I would say, broadly speaking, those are the main categories.
So is this like the fountain of youth? I mean, are we going to be using peptides to extend our lifespans and making ourselves look younger? Is it possible I could lose 20 years by taking peptides?
Better start taking them now. It's like AI. If you don't start doing it now, you're going to be behind everybody else, right?
I mean, I'm not necessarily Brian Johnson, who is all about, you know, not dying. I'm not there yet, but I have seen some pretty incredible transformations with people using peptides. And what I always say is they're not a silver bullet, right? You can't just start using peptides and, you know, all of a sudden you're completely transformed. It always has to be that combination of lifestyle fundamentals, sleep, nutrition, exercise, emotional health. And then peptides are tools that you can bring in strategically to help with certain areas where you struggle with. And the combination can be very powerful over time, but you still always need those lifestyle fundamentals.
So are there side effects? I mean, I obviously had some bad side effects on mine, but not everybody experiences the same.
I would say in my experience, GLPs are the peptides that are going to have some of the biggest benefits we'll see, but also some of the biggest side effects potentially.
Oh, really?
And they have a much longer half-life than most peptides. Most peptides have a half-life that are, you know, a few hours, maybe a day at most. And so even if you were to experience side effects, it's typically going to be very short-lived. What we do see typically is a lot of the peptides are mostly injectables. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes people can have some site injection reactions, maybe a little bit of bruising or some, you know, bumps or redness, things like that, I would say, are fairly common. And, you know, you can rotate injection sites and do certain things to help mitigate those side effects. But typically GLPs are going to be the peptides, at least that we've seen with, you know, our members that we work with, that have the more severe side effects.
So if somebody wanted to start using these,
mm-hmm.
would they go to you? Would you have a telehealth person that could help them analyze what they would use them for and how much and everything?
Yeah. So we really start with people's goals, right? And every person's goal is going to be different. For some people, it's, you know, energy. For some, it's focus. For some, it's losing weight, increasing muscle. And we try to focus on the top areas. And then over time, we can build in and layer in other areas that they might want to work on. But we don't want to start everything at once because that's overwhelming for people. And so they can really just go on our website, sign up, kind of share. We, you know, have a questionnaire where we learn about them and what they want to do.
Yeah. Last year, I saw an article. I'm not sure I remember the authors or the publication, but the author was a doctor, and they'd done a study, and they felt that GLP-1s had so many different health benefits, like Ozempic. It's not just, you know, for treating diabetes, but reduced cancer risk, reduced heart risk. And the conclusion was, well, like, everybody should be on GLP-1s. Is that still the opinion? Because now you're bringing up side effects, and I hadn't heard that part of it so much. So is the science changing a little bit on that?
I don't believe that necessarily everyone should be on GLPs, but there are certainly many use cases for GLPs that go beyond weight loss. And they're doing so many studies. I mean, studies on GLPs and, you know, addiction, lowering inflammation. And I'm sure over the coming years, we're going to keep discovering new use cases that'll be much broader than weight loss. And so when you start to extend it, I mean, there is, in that sense, potentially something for everyone. But that's where you still want that, you know, case by case and working with a doctor and seeing, okay, well, based on my specific goals, my specific use cases, this just makes sense to integrate.
So is there one for sleep?
There are a few for sleep, absolutely.
Okay, I'm looking at your website right now. You'll hear from me tomorrow.
So what do the sleep ones do? How do they help your sleep?
Mostly by resetting your circadian system. And so it's less like, you know, taking a sleep aid where it knocks you out. This is regenerative medicine, right? So it helps your body, you know, do things better over time, right? And so when it comes to sleep, it's more about helping you, you know, fall asleep at an earlier time, having more energy when you wake up in the morning. But it's really more of a gradual process as opposed to, you know, something that you take and immediately you're like knocked out.
Okay.
So is there another one that's almost as popular as the GLPs, the weight loss ones? I mean, what are people using them for besides weight loss?
BPC-157 that I mentioned earlier is very popular for recovery, chronic injuries, acute injuries. Another very popular one is GHKCU, commonly referred to as the beauty peptide, and it helps with skin elasticity, collagen, hair growth. And so I would say that one is also quite popular. Women tend to like it. And you can take it in injectable, which has more of a, you know, systemic benefit, or as a topical face cream, which is also very popular with men and women as well. Men and women.
Did you bring any samples with you?
Right in my bag.
We all want samples.
Well, sweetie pie, you don't need any GLP. Oh,
thank you, dear bud.
No, well, this is very exciting. I feel like we're in such a new age of technology now between artificial intelligence and all of the things that medical science is bringing, peptides.
I think I'm going to go on Perplexity now and ask it which ones I should use.
Would you trust a Perplexity diagnosis?
No, I would not at all. I'm going to go for the telehealth.
Because they're going to be going to Reddit, right?
And Reddit, yeah, they're going to be going to Reddit.
They're going to be going to Reddit and say, my foot fell off. Don't use this one.
You but you're going to connect all your data from all your health providers, and he will analyze it, and he will give you what exactly do you need.
But your point about keeping your health data secret, I mean, they have HIPAA, so... You have to use an enterprise version that has HIPAA protections, right?
If you're but it's my data. I mean, when you work with clients' data, you need to be super strict. So it's like you need to have some kind of your own box, like, I don't know, some kind of server. But again, for me, I'm not afraid.
Yeah. Well, do you know if, you know how some people, when they take GLP-1s, it doesn't work, or they even gain weight? Are there certain people who have certain resistance just naturally to peptides just generally?
Well, that's a good question.
There are certain people for who, you know, specific type of peptides won't necessarily work. Now, this is the part where I always say I recommend working with a clinician, because why isn't it working? I mean, that's where it really depends, right? Is it because you're not taking the right dose? Is it because, you know, your lifestyle is not lending itself to sort of potentially maximizing the benefits of the peptides? And so if it's not working, understanding why is the key to actually improving that. And there could be a variety of reasons. It's not necessarily a one size fits all, but there are certainly cases where, you know, people don't respond to certain peptides, or, you know, GLP specifically. Absolutely.
Delphine LeGrand with theprotocol.com. This was fascinating. Thank you. How do people find you?
Theprotocol.com, and the protocol with an E at the end.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.
Learn more at PassageToProfitShow.com.